steal and all the way to the other end for the score. And now another steal in time to take a shot as Kissinger goes in for the layup and scores.
Tonight, the Minden Whippets welcome in the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals in their final tune-up before Christmas. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Carlson left baseline, draws the double team to Lemke. Nobody's on him, so he floats down the lane and scores. And Lemke with his second bucket of the ball game.
The girls split their two meetings last season with Minden winning in the state semifinals. Meanwhile, this is the first meeting between the boys' squads. It's the Cardinals and Whippets coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Uda live from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. It is a special Monday night of basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. And we've got a battle of state-rated teams. Last year, Boone Central and Minden played in Albion, but it was just a girls' contest. They ended up playing twice, once in the regular season, one of Minden's two losses in the regular season. And then they met again at the state tournament, where Minden avenged that loss in the semifinals to send them into the championship game against Sandy Creek. This year, the boys will battle, and Minden probably a little bit down from last year. Boone Central, a lot of returners, and they are a tall boys basketball team. They're ranked fourth in the preseason, the Boone Central boys are. They dropped their opening two games, but again, to good teams, and at Albion, Boone Central Newman Grove was in the state football finals, so they got a very late start to the basketball season. So tonight, a true test for Minden, boys and girls. The Boone Central girls maybe not quite off to the start that they had hoped for, being ranked sixth in the preseason, and they are 4-3 on the season with losses to Hardington Cedar Catholic on opening night in overtime. Then they've lost to undefeated Crofton and undefeated Pierce. So their losses have been to stellar basketball teams, and this will be the third undefeated team that they have played since opening night for the Boone Central Newman Grove girls. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups in a minute.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Karn. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoop Classic.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks with you on this Monday night. We're also in action tomorrow night. We'll be down the road at Kennesaw as the Blue Devils take on Axtell. Right now it's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Boone Central Newman Grove, number 20 is a 5'9" senior, Darian Picorni. Number 30, 5'11" junior, Marissa Fireman. Number 32, 5'6" senior, Terry Bolt. Number 34, 5'10" junior, Jade Cottier. And number 44, 5'10" junior, Miranda Kettler. The head coach of the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals is Mike Kennedy, assisted by Justin DeWitt and Eric Albers. And we will take a break and be back with the rest of the starting lineups after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes. Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Put on your to-do list for your farm this winter an inventory of equipment you need to replace, and then go to Stadler Implement in Minden. They have stock tanks, a good selection of transfer augers, and a line of Mayrath, Batco, and Wheatheart augers in all sizes. Plan ahead for the springtime with their Kinsey planter parts. Stadler Implement has Kinsey meter calibration for planters, too. Stop by Stadler Implement in Minden. They're located just east of Pioneer Village.
And after a moment of silence of the national anthem here at Minden, it's time to take a look at the starting lineups for the Whippets, as we've already looked at Boone Central, Minden Grove. For Minden, number 22, 5'8" junior, is Brooke Kissinger. Number 33, 5'9" senior, Elena Boudreaux. Number 40, 5'9" junior, Jamie Kissinger. Number 45, 5'10" freshman, Rebecca Stewart. And number 54, 5'11" senior, Sydney Stadler. Head coach of the Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Greg Sartorius, Don Miller, and Kylie Edson. Minden is 7-0 and ranked number 1. Boone Central, 4-3, and ranked number 6-7 in the Omaha and Lincoln paper. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. High school basketball between Minden and Boone Central Newman Grove is next here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The home white and purple trim for the Minden Whippets, and the traveling black and red trim for Boone Central Newman Grove. Statler will jump it up against Gaudier, and the opening tip will be won by the Whippets, and immediately Jamie Kissinger controls it and dribbles it off the foot of a Boone Central defender. It goes right to her sister Brooke, who fires up the three-pointer. It is no good, and the rebound opportunity ends up going out of bounds. Full court pressure being put on here by Minden. Now, for Boone Central tonight, they're without one of their senior starters in Shannon Stuhlmiller. She has the flu and not able to make the trip here tonight. Man-to-man tight defense. Boone Central drives the baseline. A runner is on the way, and it is no good by Picorni. And the rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger up the floor, draws some contact, puts it up and in, and a chance for a three-point play. Ron Hartman, Kurt Heinrichs, Joe Wells, your three officials here tonight. And a chance for a three-point play here for Jamie Kissinger. The foul is called on Molt. And the free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Gaudier. And up the floor comes Boone Central against the tight defense of the Minden Whippets man-to-man. With it is Gaudier. Takes it up top to Kettler. Boone Central, a state tournament awesome team last year. Now they're just trying to get some of these youngsters going. And Minden, who has not had a close basketball game yet this year. Now, they were close against Lexington and made a big second-half run to win that by 16, but that is their closest game of the season. Boone Central to get it in. Throw it all the way to the backside. There's some contact, running, shooting, all in one motion. A foul is called, and free throws are coming up. The foul is on Boudreaux. That's the first foul of the game on Minden. At the line will be Terry Molt to shoot the two free throws. And the first one is too strong. We saw Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic on Thursday. Took him a little while to get going in that ball game and then put it away late in the second half with a 20-0 run. Second free hit right away again on Saturday afternoon and took care of Central City in easy fashion. So each team has had the ball, and it's 2-1. Minden with a basketball. Brooke Kissinger drives right back up top to Boudreaux. Waiting at the high post is Stewart, who has had an awesome season so far. There's a pick and roll. Stewart, two dribbles, and off the glass right side and in. So Stewart, who put up about 28 points, I think it was, on Saturday, gets her first bucket, and it is 4-1. 5-second count is on. Passes in and out of the hands of Kettler. Stolen away. First turnover, and then Minden throws it right back to the Cardinals. Driving in, a lot of contact, ending up on the floor is Gaudier, and the rebound brought down by Boudreaux. Fast break the other way. Outlet pass, running the floor is Stewart, and Stewart lays it up and in. 6-1. Stewart runs the floor really, really well. 5'10 freshman, plays the post, but sometimes it's hard to tell. We saw her Thursday go coast to coast after a steal, make a nice crossover dribble, and lay the ball in. Looking at a long three as Gaudier decides not to take it. Goes to the high post to Picorni. Tries to lob it inside. Stewart makes the steal. And Minden's off to a good start. 2 minutes into the game. Brooke Kissinger swings it over for a three-pointer. And it's off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound to Jamie. Puts it up. And it's no good. Coming out of there with the rebound is Byerman for Boone Central. Long outlet pass. Kettler. No. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. Stewart with another steal. Minden wants to run. In mid-toss, Jamie Kissinger changes her mind, goes to Brooke, drives the baseline, takes it to the hoop, and draws the foul. And right now, Boone Central just can't keep up with the thoroughbred speed that Minden is throwing out there. The foul is on Jade Gaudier, and it'll be her first. At the line will be Brooke Kissinger to shoot a pair of free throws. Now, this is something that they did not see a lot of last year. We talked with Coach Cremosta about it. And they've got to get better at the line. And Coach Cremosta agrees, and Kissinger hits the first one. Second free throw now coming up. Here's Dana Pelster into the game for Boone Central. Second free throw is no good by Brooke, and Pelster will grab the rebound. Boone Central, Newman Grove trailing 7-1 here. As bringing the ball up the floor is Jade Gaudier. She's covered out there by Jamie Kissinger. Swing it right side to Byerman. Trying to stay on that right side. Katie Stewart has also checked in. Goes for the lob inside to Gaudier. It's deflected away. Any pass inside, any entry pass has been met with good defense by Minden. And Kettler, after just a moment on the bench, right back into the ball game. Darian Picorni to throw it in. She's unguarded. Lobs it up to the top of the circle to Gaudier. They clear the lane for trying to drive on Kissinger. She'll drive, kick it back out to Stewart. Dribbles with the left hand to the elbow. Ball tipped away. Ball stolen away. Here comes Minden. 3-on-2. Kissinger pulls up Jamie from 10. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the Cardinals. And Picorni will grab the loose ball. Long outlet pass into the front court. And the layup is missed underneath by Pelster. She hit the rim on the way up. And Sydney Stadler will grab the loose ball here for the Whippets. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Seems like we've had a lot of action for just 3 minutes worth of work. It's 7-1. They cleared out for Kissinger. Dribble drive, layup, in and out. It just didn't fall. And the rebound brought down by Gaudier. A break there for the Cardinals because that was a heck of a move to get in there for the open layup, and the ball spun out. Now the Kissinger girls are going to double team in the backcourt. Picorn in. She is fouled. Jamie Kissinger will have her first foul. And each team whistled for a couple of early fouls here. If you come into C.L. Jones Gymnasium tonight, you're going to see a lot of orange. Kind of hard to tell who's rooting for who. And we'll talk more about that later. It's for pediatric cancer, youth cancer. It's just a terrible thing. Each community affected by that. Orange is the color. As the three-pointer is on the way, it is no good by Picorni. And the rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger again. Jamie has really improved her inside game. And now she fires a three as she stops the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound by Gaudier. They needed another post, and Jamie's kind of taking that role on here. as the lob goes inside at Boone Central, hits the rim again on the way up, rebound back down to Pelster, and this time a foul is called. They lobbed it right over the top that time of Sydney Stadler, and Stadler had to turn around and try and make a play. It was called for the foul. It'll be her first, and two free throws coming up for Dana Pelster. The sophomore hits the front of the iron, no good. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight. The New York Jets trying to keep their playoff hopes alive are at Tennessee to take on the Titans. Pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:40 on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Second free throw is on the way, and it's short, but Pelster follows it, and then she's fouled on the footback. Pelster knew she short-armed it, so she got in there in a hurry, and Stadler just got dinged again. So two fouls in a second of actual clock time. Now Pelster will try and get that ball a little farther up there. And the free throw is good. Everybody's running around like there's not a second free throw, but there is. So Pelster will shoot another one. And the second one is good. So both free throws make it 7-3. Boone Central has hit three free throws. And Minden will have the basketball. Boone Central tries to put a little pressure on them. Minden brings it into the hands of Jamie Kissinger. They just kind of clear it out for her, let her have her way all the way to the hoop. Off balance, shot no good. Defensive rebound pulled down here by the Cardinals. Terry Moult will hand it off to Gaudier, running the point. Her lob pass is deflected by Brooke Kissinger and stolen away by Stewart. That's the fifth turnover here in the first quarter. Kissinger for three, and Brooke hits the first one of the basketball game. 4 points now for Brooke, and it is 10-3 in favor of the Whippets. Haven't been able to get anything going so far here for the Boone Central Cardinals. They've played 4.5 minutes. They're still looking for their first field goal. Gaudier at the top of the circle. Now Brooke's on her. Throw it back out to center court. Stewart has it, swings it over on the left wing to Gaudier. They went for the steal, didn't get it, so Jade's there. She drives, and there's the third foul on Sydney Stadler. Coach Cremosta left Stadler in, and she's picked up three fouls in a minute here and is going to have to come out. Elena Boudreau will re-enter with 3:16 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-3, and the free throw is up, and Jade Gaudier hits it, makes it 10-4. So Stadler most likely done for the rest of the half with her third foul in the first quarter, and the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Gaudier hits them both, and all 5 points so far for Boone Central have been from the line. Five fouls whistled in the first 4:45 of the game against the Whippets. And up the floor they come. Brooke Kissinger looking for the screen, didn't get it. Back up top to Boudreau. It's a zone defense being played, and Brooke Kissinger will step back and hit another three. Back-to-back threes for Brooke Kissinger. It's an 8-point lead at 13-5. Boone Central across the timeline and stop where you don't want to, and a timeout called. Allie Rouse checking in for Minden, and a timeout called here by Boone Central Newman Grove. With 2:52 to go in the first quarter of play, Minden 13 and Boone Central Newman Grove 5. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Boone Central Newman Grove takes our first timeout of the game. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. 2:50 to go in the first quarter, and Minden has jumped out to a 13-5 lead here. Boone Central with all their points from the free throw line. They've got the ball on the right elbow, trying to drive Picorni. Picorni has her shot blocked by Jamie Kissinger. Alternating possession arrow will point the way of the Cardinals. Boone Central started as Albion, then Petersburg came in to be Boone Central, and then they have now put Newman Grove in the mix. See if anybody else joins them in the near future and they change their name again. They're still the Cardinals, and the ball's thrown away, trying to force that ball down low. Boone Central's game so far tonight is not a good matchup with the way Minden plays. And that is the sixth turnover. And checking back in is Byerman for Boone Central. Six turnovers, no buckets, all free throws. So Minden's defense doing a good job, but there the ball's batted away off of Brooke Kissinger by Picorni, the second Minden turnover. And a chance here at a three-pointer. Picorni fakes it, drives in, the lane's open, the runner from six is good. Darian Picorni with the first bucket of the ball game for Boone Central at the 2:10 mark, 13-7 Minden. Minden breaks the press to Stewart, gets Drew the trailer in the paint, puts it up. They grabbed her on the arm, it's in and out, no good, and she'll get two free throws. The foul will be on Byerman. And Boudreaux will shoot two. So a lot of fouls have been called already in this game. First foul on Byerman. Third foul on the Cardinals. The free throw by Boudreaux. Bounces around, no good. Gautier back in. And checking out will be Molt for Boone Central. So Coach Kennedy trying to move him in and out as quickly as he can to stay up with this fast pace. And the second free throw is good by Boudreaux. Her first point of the ball game, 14-7. Minden with 2 minutes to go here in the opening stanza. With it, Picorni trying to stay out of the double team. Makes the long pass into the front court to Stewart. Katie to the high post, trying to lob it inside. There's a good entry pass. The layup is good by Kettler. That is what Boone Central wants to do. Spread the floor, get a one-on-one, and take your chances with the pass inside. 14-9, Minden gets it into the front court. Rouse goes to the high post. Boudreaux, open from 11, puts it up. It's too strong. And Rouse is going to find the offensive rebound. Out to Kissinger, drives the middle of the lane, dishes it off to Boudreaux, who's wide open and makes the layup. Beautiful pass from Kissinger. Everybody's going to concentrate on Brooke and Jamie when they drive, and they have been able to find the pass, find the open gal, the open teammate. And that's one of the things Coach Cremosa was talking about last week, how the team has improved. Good ball fake right wing. Here's Picorni into the lane again, but that time the leaner is no good. Rebound Stewart. 3-on-2 the other way. Boudreaux calls for it on the left wing. Good dribble to the baseline. Draws up the contact. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Kettler. This thing should be on an oval, not a square. It's more of a track meet here in the first quarter. 16-9 Minden. 48 seconds to go. Dribble penetration. Gautier 360. Lost where she was. Drew it off the rim. And a jump ball, and it's going to go to Minden as Kettler and Stewart down low on the tie-up. 45 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Minden jumped out early and currently leads it 16-9. They'll clear out the floor, and up the floor will be Kissinger. Jamie with a left-hand dribble to Rouse. Skip pass right side. Brooks open three. Right wing. It's off the iron that time. No good. Fight for the loose ball. We're going to get another jump. And this will be Cardinal basketball as Jamie Kissinger and Katie Stewart tie it up. 33 seconds remaining. Boone Central, if they could get one more bucket and cut this to 5 or 4, they'd have to feel that they survived this first quarter. But there's a dangerous pass. The ball's batted away. They threw it into a double team. Seventh turnover for the Cardinals, and we're down to 20 seconds to go. Coach Cremosa would like to see the last shot here, but as quickly as they move, who knows? Skip pass over to Rouse. Back on the left wing, Jamie Kissinger, 4-3. It's over everything. And the rebound brought down by Boudreaux. And a foul called on Boone Central with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Foul is going to be Gautier, her second. And at the line, Boudreaux, she's 1 of 2, has 3 points, and the free throw is no good. Checking into the ball game will be Shea Taylor. And in for the Cardinals will be Darian Picorni. 16-9 Minden. 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Free throw number 2, Boudreaux, got it. 1 of 2 at the line. She has 4 points, 17-9. And Boone Central will enter it over on the left wing to Molt. Long outlet pass to Gautier. Gautier underneath. Good catch and a foul on Boudreaux. We'll send Byerman to the line to shoot two. It was just enough of a lead that Byerman had to take an extra half step to stop her momentum, and she was under the hoop, so she had to take the half step back, and by that time, the foul was committed by Boudreaux, and that's her second. And the first free throw is up and no good by Byerman. And also coming in, Sadie Wallin wants to check in for the shooter here with 4.7 to go. And a little confusion about the subs, but now we're ready. Second free throw now by Byerman. On the way and in, so into double digits here in the first quarter. 4.7, that's plenty of time if they don't guard the Kissingers in the backcourt, which they're not. They're picking them up in half court. So Brooke takes it. Three dribbles to midcourt, off the screen. Here's a 25-footer. It is off the iron, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. It's Minden 17 and Boone Central Newman Grove 10. Number one leading number six here on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll be back in a minute.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Minden. After the first quarter of play, Minden leads it 17-10, and they'll get the ball to start the second quarter. 7 points for Brooke Kissinger leads the way for Minden. Nobody with more than two for Boone Central, who was 6 of 8 at the free throw line of the first quarter. Minden was 3 of 6. Turnovers, Minden 2, Boone Central 7. As they try to lob it down low to Stewart, the ball will be thrown over her head and stolen away. 12 rebounds in the first quarter for the Cardinals, 10 for Minden. McCorney in the right-hand corner. Steps through and gets it out to the center circle to Katie Stewart. Trying to find Gaudier and Brooke Kissinger right in her hip pocket, so they'll have to go elsewhere. Back to the right wing to Picorni. Minden's defense has been outstanding so far in this first quarter. Rouse out on top of Stewart. Bounce pass to Gaudier. Having trouble running their offense because they're having trouble just getting the ball from guard one to guard two and so forth. Now they get a little closer, driving in Picorni, right baseline, puts it up, no good. Ball's bouncing around. Offensive rebound is thrown back up there, no good by Pelster. And the board brought down by Stewart of the Whippets. She'll find Brooke Kissinger unguarded, so that's a free three at the top of the key, but it won't go. Offensive rebound to Jamie Kissinger. It's no good. And coming out of there with a basketball will be Boone Central and Picorni. All the way up the floor, nobody stops her. She'll take it in, contested. It's no good. Offensive rebound to Kettler, and she's fouled. Man, these kids are everywhere, crashing the boards, always aware of what's going on out there. And the third foul on Boutreau, so all of a sudden Minden is in some serious foul trouble at the post position, and Shea Taylor will have to come in. The first free throw by Kettler is up, and it is in. So Stadler had three fouls with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Now Boutreau has three fouls with 6:51 to go in the second quarter. And the second free throw is also good by Kettler, so she now has 4 points. And Boone Central Newman Grove is 8-10 at the free throw line, which is unheard of for only playing 9 minutes so far in this game. 17-12, Minden. We'll see how this changes their game up. Can't afford to get Stewart in any foul trouble. So far, she's been clean. Left elbow with it. Kissinger back to the basket. That's Jamie. Swings it right side to Brooke. Fakes the three. Gets around the defender. Puts up the 15-footer. No good. Ball deflected out of bounds. Off the corner. It'll stay with Minden. Part of a girls and boys doubleheader here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Jamie Kissinger will throw it in. Left corner to Brooke. One dribble. Crossover between the legs. Now skip pass right side to Jamie. Head and shoulder fake. Good defense. Won't get the shot away, but that gives some room for Stewart. Fall away jumper. No good. Defensive rebound by Megan Nelson, who has just checked into the ball game. So Coach Kennedy has already used quite a few kids here in the first half. Top of the key. Looking at a three. It's on the way. Rebecca Reichs. It is no good. Offensive rebound. Back up Reichs, and she is fouled. Well, this is kind of how Boone Central beat Minden in the regular season last year in Albion. They showed them a different style of basketball, a little more physical, And the foul is going to be called on Allie Rouse. Free throw is no good, though. Second one coming up here for Rebecca Reichs. 5'11 junior. Plenty of height now. No 6'2 girls, but a lot of 5'10, 5'11, and both free throws are off the mark. Stewart will get her fourth board here as Minden brings it up the floor. Kissinger gets it to Stewart in the paint. Kicks it right side to Taylor. Doesn't want the shot. Back out Kissinger. Into the paint again to Stewart. Double team. Steps around. Puts it off the glass right side. Eight-footer is too strong. Kettler gets her fourth rebound for the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. 6:10 to go here in the first half, 17-12 Minden, and Rouse steps in front, makes the steal, but then couldn't get up the floor with it. She kind of tipped it out. It was headed towards the scorer's table, and she tried to grab it and dribble it, and it got up above her shoulder, so they called her for the carry. Since she didn't come out of there with it cleanly, we won't even mark that as a turnover. It'll stay with Boone Central. Corney off the inbounds, drives into the paint, kicks it to the free throw line to Reichs. Taking the three and now driving in with a scoop shot layup. It's good for Jay Gaudier. And here come the Cardinals. They have scored the first 4 points here of this second quarter to cut it to 3, 17-14. Patience, Rouse, left wing, kicks it into the corner. Kissinger for three. Jamie's got it. Jamie Kissinger, and that's when those threes are big. Boone Central's thinking we've just got back in the game, and you bury a three, and it's a six-point lead. 20-14. Across the timeline, stopping with a basketball as Gaudier gives it over on the wing, way out there to Nelson. Off the pick, top of the key to Pelster. Again, Minden staying in that tight man-to-man. Handed off to Gaudier, picked her dribble up between the circles, swings it over to McCourney on the left wing. Very rarely have they run much offense on the left side. Most of it's on the right side. They've had some drives that go to the left, and I think that's why they're overplaying the right. Try to lob it down low to Pelster. Got it on the block. Turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound while falling down. Rebecca Stewart is her fifth. Nice move by the sophomore Pelster, though. You just don't see the girls post up and get a nice, pretty turnaround jumper like she took. It just didn't go that time. Here's Jamie Kissinger in the other corner for three. Time out, Boone Central, Newman Grove. They cut it to three. Jamie Kissinger buries back-to-back threes, and it's now 9 with 4:42 to go in the first half of play. Minden 23, Boone Central, Newman Grove 14. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Out of the timeout, a McCourney three by Boone Central is no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger, comes all the way to the other end. Last second, tries to dish it off to Brooke, and it's tipped out of bounds. Minden will get it underneath their own hoop. Jamie Kissinger with 8, Brooke Kissinger with 7. Boudreaux and Stewart with 4, and it's 23-14. Inbounds pass, a low block, Stewart. Spins, nothing there, kicks it out to Taylor, into the corner to Brooke Kissinger. A three-pointer up and in. Three straight threes for the Whippets. 26-14. What a run in the last minute to get themselves some breathing room and shake the Cardinals off their back after they had cut that 9-point deficit or 8-point deficit to 3. Now it's up to 12. Top of the circle with it is Byerman. Byerman gets rid of it on the right wing. Now it's McCourney. Down to the low block, stepping in front and making the steal is Kissinger, and then she's fouled. Jamie Kissinger with the steal. The foul's on McCourney. That's her first. 15 foul, 8 have been called on Minden, and into the ballgame, Katie Stewart. Let's face it, Minden kind of needs those threes when you've got Stadler and Boudreaux both on the bench. You don't have quite the same post presence as you had earlier. You've got those three fouls and are down probably for the rest of the half. That lane is wide open for Minden. They clear it out, get it to Brooks. She'll take the long three again. That one's off the front of the iron, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds before they can track it down. And into the ballgame, Dana Pelster for Boone Central. So Pelster's out there. Fireman, Gaudier, McCorney, and Katie Stewart, the five on the floor. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Axtell on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Off the screen, Stewart, right wing for Courtney. Fakes the three, goes to the baseline. 13-footers way off the mark, but she gets her own rebound. Now tries to drive in and gets the foul call. Trying to tie her up was Stewart, and I believe Rebecca, well, maybe not. There was two people down there, and let's see. Looks like they're not going to call it on Stewart. Well, now the official's double-checking. Might be on Jamie Kissinger. Well, now they say Rebecca Stewart, even though I was sure he signaled 40. But nonetheless, two free throws are 1-1 for Picorni, they say, and the rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Into the ball game for the Minden Whippets. 3 minutes to go. Kissinger, yeah, there's a late whistle. Picorni just picked up another foul. And that's one of those that, as a coach, you want to bang your head against the wall. That was just a straight reach, run right over her type of foul. Sixth team foul. So a lot of free throws over the last 3 minutes possible. And we've got an illegal screen now set on Minden off the inbounds pass, trying to get Jamie Kissinger open for the three. They'll call it on Allie Rouse. That is her second and the 10th team foul on Minden. Boone Central, Newman Grove to throw it in. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Look at the first half stats. We'll pregame tell you more about what's going on here tonight with all the orange in the stands. Skip pass to Stewart. High post, wide open, Pelster. 15-footer, off the heel, no good. Follows the shot. Jamie Kissinger on the floor. Shuffles the ball out to Stewart, and they run. Brooke, 360 in the paint, but her layup is off the mark of the rebound brought down by Kettler, her fifth. Now Boone Central wants to run. Stewart all the way to the other end, and it's going to be blocked from behind. And out of bounds by Rouse. Rouse put on the turbo sneakers that time to just get there in time to block it away. And it will be Boone Central ball underneath their own hoop. Trying to find the baseline. Gaudier comes in and draws the foul. May get tested about the Minden depth this year. And the foul is on Jamie Kissinger. So she's got two. Rouse has two. Boudreau and Stadler have three, and we have 2:25 to go in the first half. Gaudier's first free throw is good. Jade now 3 of 3 at the line, has 5 points, but that's the first point in about 3 minutes for Boone Central. 26-15 Minden, 26-16 Minden, as Gaudier hits them both. So in the quarter, 4 of 7. And for the game, 10 of 15 already in just this first half from the line for the Cardinals, and it's keeping them in it. 2:20 to go. Ball stolen away at midcourt. Underneath, there's an easy layup that is converted by Katie Stewart off the steal from Darian Picorni. Fast break the other way. Minden says, don't worry about it, and they walk. The ball got caught on the hip of Stewart. Taylor made a nice pass underneath, but it just took a funny hop and got stuck on her hip. And back-to-back turnovers for Minden, and Boone Central trying to, once again, scratch their way back. They were down 8, got it to 3, down 12. They've cut it to 8 and have the ball. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. On the left wing with it is Gaudier. Back up top, they go Picorni. Big possession here. Gaudier, good ball fake, drives in, and that ball must have been blocked. Saved in, the ball is loose. It was blocked underneath there by Shea Taylor. Three-pointer, top of the key, is good by Gaudier. First three of the game for Boone Central, and they've cut it to 5, 7 straight. 2-on-1 the other way. Stewart pulls up from 16. It's off the mark, no good. This might be close to timeout time for Coach Cremosta, but there's only 90 seconds left here. Three straight possessions that the ball didn't hit the rim. Two turnovers and an air ball. Stewart had a 2-on-1, but didn't quite know what to do, so she shot it. And here come the Cardinals. High screen set. Kettler swings it right side. Stewart into the paint. Runner, left-hander, blocked in there by Rouse. Ball still loose in the paint. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul as they dive for it in the far corner where the band usually sets here at Minden. And the foul will be on Boone Central. The foul is on Picorni, and that's her third. And that's a tough one for Coach Kennedy, one of his key guards out there. And at the line will be Jamie Kissinger to shoot the 1-1. She's 0 of 1. She's made a couple of threes, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and a block already here in the first half. And the front end of the 1-1 for Jamie Kissinger is too strong. Long rebound. Almost came right back in her hands, but she had to reach over the top, try and grab it one-handed, and it tipped to Katie Stewart. So quickly up the floor, Molt back in the ball game. Sets up the three, fires it. It's off the iron, no good. Defensive rebound brought down by Rouse. 1 minute, now down to 55. Now down to 50. Brooke Kissinger, top of the key. Dribbling exhibition. Knifes her way through. Has the ball knocked away. Says, I was fouled. I think that's one where if she was, the official was screened out. He had somebody in front of him. He just knew that the ball had got knocked out of bounds. 45 seconds to go. Trying to set up Kissinger for a three. Running off all kinds of screens is Brooke. And hanging right with her is Jade Gaudier. And while they're watching for that to happen, reaching in to cause the jump ball is number 10, Katie Stewart. And that will give it over to Boone Central. And that's the sixth turnover for Minden. It's 26-21. Minden by five. They've been pretty streaky tonight. They hit three straight threes earlier in this quarter to go from 3-12, and they've just kind of been hanging there, 2 points since. 35 seconds to go. Ball in the hands of Gaudier. Gaudier off the pick, goes to the left wing, to the baseline. She walked with the basketball. There's just too much traffic to try and coordinate her path to the hoop. And after turning it over seven times in the first quarter, that's only the second turnover of the second quarter. Addison Woodward was in there for a moment. Now they're going to bring Jamie Kissinger back in on offense. Coach didn't want her to get that third foul. Brooke Kissinger with it in the backcourt. Has to do some fancy work to get out of there. To the baseline, Taylor out to Jamie. Three-pointer is on the way and good. That's why she's back in there. 14 seconds to go. 29-21. Walking the ball up the floor is Gaudier. Midcourt with seven. Left-hand dribble. They try to get a screen set. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Ball fake. They're not going to get a shot away. They do not get a shot away until after the buzzer. They had a nice play set up. They made the layup, but it was after the horn. And your score at the half, number one, an undefeated Central Newman Grove by a score of 29-21. We'll be back with a chat with Shannon Lovin, the head boys basketball coach at Minden, a preview of the boys' game, first half stats of our girls' game, and more. So stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of our girls' game, Minden 29 and Boone Central Newman Grove 21. We'll give you the stats on that here in just a little bit. But right now, it's time to preview the boys' game. Minden head coach Shannon Lovin with us. And, Coach, good to see you again. A lot of things are going on tonight with the Orange and the pediatric cancer and good basketball teams. And it's Monday.
And it's Monday, yeah. this is a great thing here tonight to, let our kids know that there's more to life than basketball. When we're out there playing, we want to play as hard as we can. But once we step off that court, there's a lot of other things going on and a lot more important things.
we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit, but I do want to talk some basketball with you. How did the team, did you think, respond? And we saw you Thursday at Grand Island Central Catholic. Take us through what you thought happened in the second half of that ball game, and then how you guys played well on Saturday.
Well, Grand Island Central Catholic plays such great discipline defense. You know, and their defense is so outstanding that I knew we were going to have some great offense that night to beat them. And their defense that night was a little better than ours, and we had some breakdowns of our own that night. And we hadn't seen that kind of intensity yet this year, and we needed to see that. We're going to need to see that going forward.
Post-play, obviously, is going to be a big thing tonight. Was it the intensity against Central Catholic, or was it the strength at the post that they had?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. You get the intensity out there on the guards and that pressure, and they play so hard all the time. You know, he makes them go hard every minute or they're out of the game. And so, you know, post play was big. They didn't have the 6'7 kid like we'll see tonight, and we've seen 6'9 Kuchera kid, but both post players they have are very talented.
Yeah, for the folks that don't know, Boone Central has a couple of losses on the first two nights, but as we said, they didn't have a whole lot of time to get ready after the state football finals. So what have you seen besides just the sheer height that they put out there?
Well, I've watched them play a couple times and seen some film, and they're getting in better shape. First time I went and watched them play, they were still kind of in football shape, not basketball-wise. The second time, they're running the floor a lot better. They're quick. They start off the year, you know, not shooting as well, of course, because their football season ran so long, and that's a good thing for them. That hurt them early on, but they're coming around and playing a lot better.
What about your team? Where has the advancement come since first night to Saturday and hopefully into the night?
You know, for the most part, we've done a pretty good job defensively. I think we're making better decisions on offense for the most part. We want to attack, but be under control. And I think our guys are kind of understanding that and moving on offense. We put some new things in this year. They're getting better at them as we continue.
It's your last game until the holiday tournament, which is going to be something new for you a little bit this year. Tell us about the holiday tournament.
Well, we got to go play Northwest, which has all that height with them, too. I think they got three or four guys over 6'3", and some quick guards out front. And we'll travel there and play them, hopefully come up with a victory and play Bennington the next night. If not, we'll play either Seward or Holdridge, but there'll be a lot of good basketball teams there.
What do you do after tonight? Does it kind of depend how tonight goes? What you do between now and as far as getting practices when school's out and you got the moratorium and all that kind of stuff?
Well, we got things to work on every night, every day. So we're going to go clear through Friday. We'll go Friday morning, and the boys will have those 5 days off. You know, we can't do anything on our own. So, but, you know, boys around here, they find something to do, and they find a place to shoot around, and which is great for our kids. You know, they love basketball, and they're excited about it.
Finally, I keep going back to Thursday because that's the game that I saw. R.J. Watson had a spectacular game. Has he been doing that, or has it been somebody different every night?
Isaac Carlson's had quite a few games where he scored some points, and Thursday night was R.J.'s turn. Isaac was maybe a little bit off that night, but I told people all year long, we've got five guys who start, and we've got a couple guys come off the bench that can all score double figures. Sometimes it's just a matter of who's shooting the ball and who's hot, but they're all capable of it. I think we're pretty balanced. It's just to see who's shooting the ball and who's not.
Well, Coach, best of luck in the game tonight, and hopefully we'll chat with you afterwards.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Shannon Lovin, head coach of the Minden Whippets, and their boys' game coming up. Boone Central ranked fourth in the preseason. Minden ranked eighth. Halftime of the girls' game, 29-21. Minden leads Boone Central Newman Grove, and we're back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Happy holidays from the staff and management at Pedley Drug. They would like to take this time to thank every one of you for being so patient with them through their construction project, remodeling the store to better serve all their great customers like you. And it's almost completed. Stop in and see what they have done and get all your healthcare needs filled by the great staff at Pedley Drug on the square in Minden, the Christmas City.
Time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report to continue as we bring you some first half statistics. And let's take a look at Boone Central Newman Grove. Katie Stewart, 2 points and two rebounds. Darian Picorni, 2 points and three rebounds. Megan Nelson had a rebound. Marissa Byerman 1 point and a rebound. Terry Moult, 1 point and a rebound. Jade Gaudier has a game-high 9 points, or team-high 9 points, and three rebounds. Rebecca Reichs has a rebound. Miranda Kettler, 4 points, five rebounds. Dana Pelster has 2 points and four rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first quarter, nine in the second. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first quarter, 4 of 7 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers for the Cardinals, 7 in the first quarter and 2 in the second. Foul situation, McCourney has 3, Gaudier has 2. 10 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, 21 points, 21 rebounds. 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, and 9 turnovers for Boone Central, Newman Grove. As far as Minden is concerned, Brooke Kissinger has hit 3 threes. She's got 10 points. Shea Taylor has a block shot. Allie Rouse, 2 rebounds and 2 blocks. Elena Boudreaux, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger has hit 3 threes. She's got a game-high 11 points, 8 rebounds and a block. Rebecca Stewart, 4 points and 5 rebounds. And Sydney Stadler has 1 rebound in the ball game. 10 rebounds in the first quarter and 8 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first and 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first quarter and 4 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Sydney Stadler had her third foul with just over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Boudreaux picked up her third foul with just under 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Allie Rouse and Jamie Kissinger also have 2. At the half, Minden, 29 points, 18 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 6 of 13 from 3-point land, 4 blocks and 6 turnovers. Minden, 29, Boone Central, Newman Grove, 21. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back. Waiting for the officials before we can get the game started. I hope they went and had some sloppy joes in the cafeteria. Folks, don't forget, $5 or free will donation all to the pediatric care fund going on tonight. Everybody wearing orange. The players wearing orange shoelaces. It's all for pediatric cancer research. Orange is the color for leukemia support. And players from both schools are supporting that here. Each community has a youngster that is affected by this. So that is the reason for all that is going on here tonight. Plus, we got great basketball. And to start the second half, the ball will belong to Minden, and they are not going to be able to get things taken care of, and the ball goes out of bounds. Seventh turnover for Minden. Boone Central, Newman Grove. They've been down by as many as 12. They're down by 8. With it on the left wing, Catherine Weeder, who didn't even play in the first half, starts the second half. McCourney tries the baseline. Good ball fake off the glass from 6 and good. McCourney with her second bucket, and I think she might be the key figure for Boone Central. She's got 3 fouls, cannot afford to get a fourth. They need her in the game, at least the way she's been playing tonight. Rouse starts the second half for Minden. On the baseline is Stadler. Stadler, skip pass all the way to the left side. 16-footer Kissinger up and in. Jamie now with a game-high 13, and the lead back to 8 as the teams exchange baskets in the first minute of the second half. 31-23 Whippets here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with our producer engineer, Grant Sparks. Glad you're along with us. Pair of teams, pair of games with rated squads in them. High post, Gaudier tries to lob it down low to Kettler. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Stadler. That is a bread and butter play for Boone Central Newman Grove, and Minden has really defended it well. Inbounds pass comes out top to Gaudier. By herself on the right side of the key, dribbles to the elbow, picks her dribbled up, goes back, cut. There's McCourney off the screen. Rouse kind of bumps her to the baseline, and the shot goes off the board, and the rebound brought down by Sydney Stadler. We had a ton of fouls called in that first half as Jamie Kissinger takes a long three and hits it. It could be Jamie night. She's got 16, and the lead is out to 11. Back-to-back buckets to start the half, Kissinger. Gaudier drives into the corner, McCourney left side. Moving on, Rouse runs into Stewart. Foul called. Shots coming. And the foul is going to be called on Allie Rouse. That is her third. So three players with three fouls for Coach Cremosta with over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. McCourney, 0 of 1 at the line, will shoot two. And the first one is up and in. 5 points for McCourney. Shea Taylor comes in. Rouse is out for Minden. Fireman is in. And Weider is out for Boone Central. Second free throw now for McCourney. On the way, and it's in. And now it looks like she's going to check out of the ball game, and Katie Stewart will check in. Again, Boone Central, Newman Grove, 4-3. They've lost in overtime and to an undefeated Crofton and an undefeated Pierce team. So they get to see quite a bit all the way to the northeast. Crofton about as far up there as you can get. And now down here in South Central Nebraska, here's a long three, Brooke Kissinger, and it's in. If you don't get out there, they're going to shoot him from 22 feet. And if you do get out there, they're going to ball fake you and take you to the hole. 37-25, equaling the largest lead and driving in. Gaudier trying to continue to get Minden into foul trouble and gets the foul called. It's going to be on Shea Taylor. It is her first, and they'll say it was before the shot. So two free throws now as Nelson checks in, or not free throws, Nelson checks in, takes the ball, swings it out to Gaudier. She'll dribble from the left wing to the top of the circle, looks for the backdoor cut, lobs it in there. The ball again deflected away by Rebecca Stewart, which has to just be increasingly frustrating here because Kettler is getting good position. She's getting her barred off, and Stewart just continues to get up there and knock it away. Inbounds pass to Gaudier at the high post. Lobs it back inside, and the ball is knocked away by Stadler. And out of bounds off Boone Central. I don't know how they get that one, but it will be a turnover for Boone Central Newman Grove. Looks like they deflected it off the post down low. Kissinger now will bring the ball into the front court. Jamie crossover to the right side. Reaching and poking is Stewart. She goes right by her out to Brooke. Fakes the three, comes into the paint, runner from nine, no good. Offensive rebound is Stewart, and she is clobbered underneath. Rebecca Stewart will go to the line to shoot two. And the foul on number 44, Miranda Kettler. It's her first. And the free throw by Stewart is up and in. She's got 5 points now, 38-25. Re-entering the game, Rebecca Reichs for Coach Mike Kennedy. Second free throw is on the way, and it too is good. So Stewart hits them both, 39-25. Minden now leads it by 14. Boone Central with it on the left wing. Get it to Reichs. Up top they go to Kettler. Kettler back on the left wing to Megan Nelson, and her pass goes behind her intended receiver, Katie Stewart, and out of bounds. Second turnover of the half, and a timeout going to be taken here by Coach Kennedy. It'll be a full-length timeout. 5:03 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Minden 39, Boone Central Newman Grove 25, and we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium, timeout by Boone Central, and don't forget, but you can take a timeout and bring home some Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Little Caesars, available on West 39th Street, top of the hill in Kearney, and at a high school concession stand near you. 5:03 to go here in the third quarter of play. Our girls game undefeated in C1, top-ranked Minden, leading 6th-ranked Boone Central Newman Grove, 39-25. One thing about these girls, these Cardinals, I mean, they didn't change their schedule up much from last year. They're going to be prepared at the end of the year. They have played some toughies already in this month. If they don't come back, they're going to be 4-4, and a team that really nobody wants to play, except it's a good challenge. And inside to Stewart in the paint, turnaround jumper. It's a tough one. It's no good. But Jamie Kissinger is there for the offensive rebound into Stewart. Stewart will draw the foul. And the foul goes on Rebecca Reichs, her first. And Stewart just made a couple of free throws, is back at the line. First one is on the way, and that hits the front of the rim and rolls off. No good. Again, more high school basketball tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. It's Axtell at Kennesaw. Girls and boys doubleheader around 6:15. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Stewart gets 1 of 2. She's 3 of 4 at the line. 7 points so far tonight. 40-25, Minden. They've led the whole way. Boone Central drives. There's Gaudier, and she's fouled on the drive. She'll get 2 free throws. And the foul's on Stewart, her second. Team's third. And for Jade, she's 4-4 at the line and leads the team with 9 points. She has the Cardinals only 3 of the contest. And the free throw is good. Been a while since they've been able to put a point on the board. 40-26, Minden by 14. Great crowd on hand here tonight. Second free throw is up, and it is good. That makes it 40-27. They're filling this place up. Pressure onto the backcourt for Boone Central Newman Grove. Brooke Kissinger behind the back. Oh, they called it over and back. She tried to go behind the back just when she got to midcourt, and they'll say that she was already across the center line, and that will be just the 8th turnover of the night for Minden. Boone Central's been playing from behind all night. They've cut the deficit a couple of times, only to see Minden can 2 or 3 threes in a row. Faking the three is Picorni. She drives, runs into Stewart, no call. Stadler goes over the back and punches the ball out of bounds. It will stay with Boone Central. And Picorni to throw it in on the baseline. Looks one, looks two, tries backside. The ball's in and out of the hands of Kettler and stolen away. Turnover number 3 of the quarter for the Cardinals. Brooke Kissinger brings the ball up the floor. Stutter dribble right side. Swings it over to Taylor at the top of the circle. Goes left wing to Jamie. Skip pass to Brooke. Wide open. 3 is up and good. Oh, you can't leave them that wide open. And Minden is 3 of 3 from beyond the arc here in the quarter. 43-27. A 16-point lead. Top of the key with it is Kettler. Over to Gaudier. Tries that back cut and a collision in Stadler. Punches the ball out of bounds. Here is Melissa Kinzel, and close to getting everybody in the game already is Coach Kennedy. So Kinzel checks in. She takes the pass, goes right back on the block to Picorni, into the paint, tries to force it, which she does, hits the front of the rim, no good. Picorni runs down the loose ball, her 4th board. And she's working on Jamie Kissinger, dribbles it out of bounds, and Boone Central was looking to get a call there and didn't. So another turnover. And Minden will take over. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter, 43-27. Minden looking to go to 8-0. Baseball pass down the floor to Stadler. Looking underneath Stewart's cover, kicks it back out top. Long 3. Brooke Kissinger about rips the net. 4 for 4 in the quarter, and Brooks hit 3 of them. She's got 19. Sister Jamie has 17. And the exhibition is on, and Gaudier trying to force it into the paint. Walks with the basketball. Boone Central only has 2 timeouts remaining, so Coach Kennedy is going to sub in Katie Stewart. And a pretty dominating last 90 seconds here for the Whippets, as they have pretty much put this one away. 46-27, it was an 8-point game at the half. But all those threes have expanded the lead. Taylor over to Brooke Kissinger. Now they've guarded her out there, so that opens up the cut for Jamie, and she's fouled as she goes to the hoop. 2 free throws coming up. Jamie 0 of 1 at the line. She's hit 4 threes. Brooke Kissinger has hit 6 threes. If my numbers are right, 10 of 17 beyond the arc so far. The foul was called on Reichs, her 2nd, and the free throw is up and in by Jamie Kissinger. The 2nd one is up, and it is in. So it hits them both. And the lead goes from 14 to 21 in a blink of an eye. 48-27 Minden. This is a lot better than what we saw on Thursday as Shea Taylor blocks his shot in there. And Sydney Stadler comes up with a loose ball. Taylor and Rouse from the guard position each have a couple of blocks. Up the floor, Brooke Kissinger to Jamie. Stop and pop from 14. Comes up short. Follows her shot. Gets the rebound. That's her 10th. Out to Brooke. Brooke crossover in the paint. Scoops it off the glass and scores. 11 in the quarter and 21 in the game. This is some pretty good Minden basketball right now, and they're doing that to a good, good Cardinal basketball club. 23-point lead. And now a three at the other end. The Cardinals try to answer. It hits the rim. No good for Rebecca Reichs. Another rebound for Jamie Kissinger. She'll bring it up the floor with a left-hand dribble to Brooke. Open three. Finally missed one. It's no good. Offensive rebound, though, Stewart. And when they finally miss one, Boone Central couldn't get the board. And Stewart is fouled. She goes to the line for the third time here in this quarter. Foul on Miranda Kettler, her second. And the free throw, Stewart is up and in. Every foul that Boone Central has committed here in the third quarter has been on a Minden shot. And now multiple substitutions. Coming back in, Terry Molt, Marissa Byerman, and Alyssa Slazowski. Second free throw, Stewart is good. Rebecca, 5 of 6 at the line, all in this quarter. 52-27, 11 in a row by Minden, and they are up by 25. Out on the right wing, Stewart has to come out to defend. Gets a hand there on Byerman. Off a couple of screens, they go back to the right wing. Minden's defense really increasing, getting out there. The ball knocked away by Brooke Kissinger, picked back up by the freshman Slazowski. She's been thrown into the fire here, and now a foul will be called on Jamie Kissinger. Reaching, and finally slapped her on the arm. That's the third on Jamie, and the team fouls are now even at 4 apiece. It'll be Boone Central ball on the side. Throw it out between the circles to Molt off a couple of screens. The ball is stolen away. Stadler to the other end. The layup, good. First bucket for Sydney Stadler, who's been hampered by foul trouble. And 54-27, a 13-0 run. On the right wing with it is going to be Jade Gaudier. Entry pass, Stewart steals it away. Seventh turnover of the quarter. This is what happened at Grand Island Thursday when they really made their run. Brooke Kissinger spun and lost the ball that time. Headed the other way, Slazowski, 2-on-2, takes it all the way in and scores. Was not afraid of Stadler, who kind of got out of the way so she didn't pick up the foul. And Alyssa Slazowski gets just the second field goal of the quarter for Boone Central. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. And that broke a 13-0 run by Minden. Jamie Kissinger. Picks her dribble up on the right wing, and a timeout will be called. Coach Cremosta had them all, so he'll use one. 54-29, Minden leads with 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. I want to thank Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and all the fine folks at Minden, as always, for their hospitality. As we've got 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, and Minden has turned it on. An 8-point lead has ballooned out to 25. It's 54-29 as they try to set up a play out of the timeout. And Boudreaux has the ball stripped, taken away by Gaudier. Jade to the other end. In traffic, people on the floor, scoop shot no good. Boudreaux gets the rebound, and a foul called on the Cardinals with 18 seconds to go. It's going to be on Weider, her first of the team's fifth. Minden with 18 more seconds to try and put more points on the board. Already with 25 in the quarter, hitting 4 3-pointers. Brooke Kissinger walks it up. Looking for a screen out to Boudreaux, over to Jamie, 8 seconds, well on the left side. Back up to Brooke off a couple of picks. Catches, fires the three off the front of the rim. No good. Stewart gets the rebound, but they may be calling her over the back. That's the case. The Minden fans were hoping that she was going to get a chance to be fouled on the putback, but instead it's Stewart's third foul. Half a second left, and Gaudier will throw it the length of the floor, and we will go to the fourth quarter of play. The Minden Lady Whippets 54, and the Lady Cardinals of Boone Central Newman Grove 29. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods equipment and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
And we are going to start the fourth quarter of play. Boone Central Newman Grove, one pass, and it gets deflected out of bounds. So a turnover. And the ball goes right back to Minden. Minden, the key stat tonight, 10 of 19 from three-point land, and they force 16 Cardinal turnovers. High post, Stewart swings it over to Brooke Kissinger, and on the crossover, that time it was picked. Katie Stewart gets the steal, and that'll be turnover number 11 against Minden. And Gaudier walked with the basketball. She got by Kissinger and then was on the wrong foot, wanted to shoot it, and she would have been falling away from the basket, so she took another step and traveled call. So the teams exchanged turnovers. That's number 18 for the Cardinals. 7.5 to go, 54-29. Minden will go to 8-0. Top of the key, Taylor to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke left wing, gets it inside, trying to get it to Stewart, and stole it away. Kettler steps in front, makes the steal. Up the floor with it will be Picorni to the free throw line. Open for a moment is Byerman. She'll take the shot and hit it. Marissa's first bucket to go with a first quarter free throw. 54-31. Up the floor with it is Brooke Kissinger. I think I see what Coach Kermost is starting to do here with a high pick and roll to Stewart out of the wing. Boudreaux, 13-footer, good. I like what he's doing, too, right here. We talked about this last year a lot. You're up by 25 in the fourth quarter. There's no need to be shooting more three-pointers, and they're running some pretty good half-court sets trying to get the posts involved here, and it's working for them. So good job there by Minden as Picorni throws up a wild one in the lane. One-hander, no good. Jamie Kissinger now with 12 rebounds. Into the front court, she still has it. Swings it over to Brooke. Off the pick, brings it to the high post on the dribble. Ball deflected to Jamie, back out to Boudreaux. She dribbles into pressure, back out to Brooke, who fires the three. That one is too strong, no good. Long rebound all the way at half court, off her foot, picked up by Picorni, and she just keeps on going. Stops for a three, which is blocked from behind by Jamie Kissinger, and picked up by Shea Taylor underneath. Baseball pass into the front court. Jamie Kissinger running it well from Brooke, brings it into contact. They're going to call her for a charge. That is the fourth foul on Jamie Kissinger. No one off the bench has scored tonight for Minden, which, as the season goes along, may be a concern. Tighter games, better competition, find a way to get everybody involved. But the one thing that's been for sure, Brooke and Jamie Kissinger, along with Rebecca Stewart, have led the team offensively through their first eight ball games. Don't forget, at the end of the contest, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you. Get you ready for the boys' game. And Boudreaux steps in front and makes another steal. Kissinger to Boudreaux, who runs the floor, gets rewarded with the layup. Great pass, Jamie Kissinger. Boudreaux, steal at one end, bucket at the other. 8 points for Elena, and that has to make a coach smile. At the other end, Picorni from 18, no good. Offensive rebound yanked down by Pelster, and as she is putting it back up, she's going to be fouled. Two free throws coming up. It's going to be on Boudreaux. That's her fourth. remember, Boudreaux and Stadler had foul troubles in the first half. And Dana Pelster now to shoot two. She's 2 of 4 at the line. Back in the first quarter, and that was good. And Rouse comes in along with Stadler. And for Boone Central, Rebecca Wright. Tell you what, though, it was a good Boone Central team to be getting beat 58-32. All those threes hurt him tonight. Second free throw is no good. Pelster just about got her own rebound or miss. Jimmy Kissinger picks up the rebound defensively. Over to Brook, left wing, drives to the high post to Rouse, swings it back to Stadler, who's out between the circles, tries to lob it down to Stewart and overshot her out of bounds. But I'll tell you what, if they would run into a minute on a cold shooting night, they would be right in this game, although offensively they have not made a whole lot of field goals here in the second half. They've been held to 11 points so far. On the wing, Picorni, long three, and that is too strong, no good. Rebound comes out to Allie Rouse. Rouse waits for some traffic to go by and finds Brooke Kissinger to bring it across the timeline. 58-32, Minden, 4:45 to go here in quarter number four. Rouse has it tapped out of there by Stewart, but Allie runs it down, gives it to Jamie Kissinger. They open up the lane. She drives off contact and scores. 20 points for Jamie Kissinger, 21 for Brooke, 60 for the Whippets, 60-32. Playing out the string here in the fourth quarter now. 8-point game at halftime, remember. Top of the key, Picorni thought about the three, drives on Rouse, cut off there at the left elbow, back to Picorni, squares, drives the right side, puts up the one-hand runner, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Rouse, that'll be her fourth of the game. And up the floor comes Minden, they've got numbers, 4-on-2, Jamie stops, pops from 13, and it's good. Needed some help from the backboard after it spun out the first time, but the Whippets now just pouring it on, up by 30. You can see why they've only had one game closer than 20. Ball on the right wing, try to lob it down to Pelster, but she's doubled in there by Stewart and Stadler, and the ball knocked away. And here comes four more players in for Boone Central, but they've all been in because Coach Mike Kennedy got, I think, everyone into this basketball game by middle of the third quarter. And we'll try and set these for you in just a moment. On the inbounds pass, some miscommunication. Nobody was ready for it for the Cardinals. And Stewart will get the steal, 20th turnover. Brooke Kissinger takes a long three in transition and adds another one. 7 threes tonight for Brooke, and she's got 24 points, 65-32. Dribbling the ball between the circles, Terry Molt. Off a couple of picks, gets it to Pelster on the left wing. Down on the low block, there's Gaudier. Gaudier working on Rouse, now spins right into Stewart. Shot no good, offensive rebound, backside put up and in by Molt. And that's her first bucket to go along with a first quarter free throw. 65-34, Minden, as we approach 3 minutes to go. High post is Stadler on the right wing. Back over to Brooke Kissinger. It's open, so she'll shoot the three and hit it. If you're going to be wide open, you're going to fire it, and she is feeling it tonight. 8 threes. Ball between the circles here is Gaudier. Jade back over to Pelster. Down low, the ball deflected. Stewart and another turnover. Up the floor, Kissinger. This time it's Jamie. And a timeout call. No, a foul call. A foul called out around midcourt on Terry Molt. That will be her second. And checking into the ball game will be number 30, Byerman. And the ball will belong underneath to Minden. Still have mainly the starters in there with 2:42 to go. To Stewart, to Rouse. Trying to get Brooke Kissinger free again. Makes the three. Gets it on the low block to Stewart, who puts it up. It's no good. Partial block in there by Gaudier. And coming out of there with the rebound is Kettler. Up the floor comes the Cardinal. Gaudier, free throw line, jumper, good. First bucket of the second half for Gaudier. She's got 13 points to lead the way for the Cardinal. 68-36, Minden. Still working. Stewart kicks it out. Rouse for three. It's on the way and no good. And the ball is grabbed on the backside by the Cardinal. Trying to go coast to coast again is Gaudier. Off her foot. Now she has to grab it and throw it back out on the wing to Kettler. And they'll reset it. 2 minutes to go. Gaudier dribbles into the high post, runs into traffic. Those kids have been out there so long, they're starting to breathe heavy right now. Minden's tired. Out on the wing with it is going to be Megan Nelson. And Megan trying to save it, had her heel touch the line and turn it over. Now here comes A fresh set of five for Minden. Addison Woodward, Josie Madsen, Lily Steen, Emily Malcolm, and also Jenna Denny on the floor for Boone Central. Alyssa Slezowski is back in there. Also, Sadie Willeen is in there. Right now, it will be Woodward with a basketball, trying to get it to Denny, but threw it a little too wide and into the Minden bench. Minute 38 to go in the game. Minden 68 and Boone Central 36. Melissa Kinzel is in there. She handles the basketball against Woodward. Woodward in the backcourt. Kinzel trying to shake her and gets across the timeline. Lobs it down over the head of Slezowski. Now, Boone Central did win the JV girls game, and they hung on for a one-point win of the JV boys game, which went down to the wire. But here in the varsity girls game, all Minden up eight and then just turned it on by reining in the threes in the third quarter. Coming up the Misco Sports postgame show, here's another steal up front. Trying to get it back is Woodward after it was picked by Kinzel. It goes out of bounds to Boone Central underneath their own hoop. You're listening to KKPR FM, Kearney, Minden and Albion. Ball between the circles with Reichs. Hands it off to Kinzel. Kinzel to the right elbow. Wanted to do the pick and roll, but nobody rolled, and the ball stolen away by Madsen. She was looking for Weider in there and couldn't get the ball to her. A minute to go in the contest as Denny has it. Pass on the right wing to Steen. Knocked out of her hands. Minden will go to 8-0. Boone Central 4-4 with three losses to undefeated teams and one on opening night in overtime. They've also been defeated by Crofton and Pierce. On the right side of the key with it is Malcolm. Malcolm back up top. Play and catch Woodward. 40 seconds trying to get somebody inside. Woodward, her pass to Madsen is stolen away. Slezowski to the other end. The left-hander puts it up and in and draws the foul. So a lot of turnovers here in the last minute on both teams will kind of inflate that number, especially on the Minden side. Foul on Addison Woodward is her first. And a chance to complete the three-point play here for Alyssa Slezowski. Or did they, maybe that bucket didn't go in. Let's see what's going on here. I think some people were confused whether the bucket went in or not, which we thought it did, and it did, and now the free throw makes it a three-point play. So 5 points for Slezowski in limited time. 30 seconds to go at the other end. Malcolm gets it down to Steen. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by the Cardinals. Reichs across the timeline. Gets it on the left wing. 15 seconds to go. Kinzel, bounce pass up top Slezowski. Gets it over the right wing to Willeen. 10 seconds to go. Reichs gives it off to Kinzel. Kinzel puts up the three-pointer. It's going to come up short and out of bounds. 2 minutes with 3 seconds to go. And coming up next, the Misco Sports postgame show. So keep it right here as they get it in to Jenna Denny. She'll dribble it out, and that's your ball game. The final score, the Minden Lady Whippets, 68. And the Boone Central Newman Grove Lady Cardinals, 39. Minden is now 8-0 on the season, while Boone Central will fall to 4-4. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Wondering how Seth Denny got a camera in his hand here tonight to swing over and take some pictures, because I'm sure I saw Spencer Schubert here earlier. Ah! Got a chance to see his daughter a little bit. Work gets in the way. Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of Central Nebraska athletes for decades. Get your game on at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. Katie Stewart had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Darian Picorni, 6 points and 5 rebounds. Megan Nelson had a rebound. Marissa Byerman, 3 points, 1 rebound. Terry Molt, 3 points, 1 rebound. Jade Cottier led the team with 13 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block. Rebecca Reichs had 2 rebounds. Miranda Kettler, 4 points, team high, 6 rebounds. Alyssa Slezowski, 5 points, and Dana Pelster, 3 points and 5 rebounds. And again tonight, Shannon Stuhlmiller, one of the normal starters for the Cardinals, is out with the flu. So 21 rebounds in the first half. We only had them for 6 in the second half, the way this game moved along. Free throw shooting 10 of 15 in the first half and 6 of 7 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting 1 of 5 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. And turnovers 9 in the first half, 15 in the second half of play. 21 points in the first half, 18 in the second half. And the Cardinals finished with 39 points, 27 rebounds. 16 out of 22 from the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 24 turnovers. Boone Central Newman Grove is now 4-3 on the season. And up next, they will be in the holiday tournament at Wayne, which is an 8-teamer, a big one. And they drop Pender, another undefeated team, in the first round on Thursday, the 27th. We'll take a break and be back with a look at the Minden numbers after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
All right, we are back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show at C.L. Jones Gymnasium, where if you have not heard about what's going on here tonight, Boone Central and Minden coming together for pediatric cancer research. 7-year-old Alex Johnson of Minden, 3-year-old Cooper DeWitt of Albion, both diagnosed with leukemia in February and have already underwent 8-plus months of weekly chemotherapy, which they have to continue to do through 2015. And so tonight, everyone wearing orange or buying orange T-shirts, the families being introduced here at halftime, each team exchanging a gift with the other community's youngster that has been stricken right now. All the kids signed basketball, and they're out there playing with that basketball right now. So a horrible, horrible disease, but as they just said, about a 90%+ rate of recovery. So hopefully both of these youngsters will be able to come out of this and leave it behind them as they grow into young adults and eventually young men and women. Let's take a look now at the final numbers here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show for the Minden Whippets. The Lady Whippets, as usual, led by the Kissinger girls. Brooke Kissinger tonight hit a total of 8 3-pointers, 5 of them in the second half, and she ends up with a game-high 27 points. Allie Rouse had 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Shea Taylor had 2 block shots. Elena Boudreau, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger probably had the best all-around game, 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Rebecca Stewart, 9 points, 7 rebounds. And Sydney Stadler, who was in early foul trouble tonight, just 2 points and 2 rebounds. 18 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 7 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, Minden over 50% tonight. 6 of 13 in the first half and 6 of 10 in the second half, including hitting their first 4 attempts in the third quarter, which helped balloon an 8-point halftime lead out to a 25-point lead entering the fourth quarter. Minden had 6 turnovers in the first half, 10 in the second half, and that's where we stood in the basketball game here tonight. 29 points at halftime, 39 in the second half, and the Lady Whippets finished with 68 points, 29 rebounds, 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 12 of 23 from three-point land, 6 block shots, 16 turnovers. The Minden Lady Whippets are now 8-0 on the season with a 68-39 win over preseason 6th-ranked Boone Central Newman Grove. For Minden, they play Grand Island Northwest in the first round of the holiday tournament on the 27th, and that should be a dandy. Northwest, one of the best teams, state-rated in the Class B girls. We'll take about a 15-minute break, and coming up, the boys' game, preseason 4th-ranked Boone Central Newman Grove. Their boys were in the state football championship, lost the first 2, and are loaded with height as they are now 5-2 on the season. For Minden, preseason number 8, and they are 4-2 with losses to Southern Valley and in overtime to Grand Island Central Catholic. So we'll take a break, send it back to the studios, remind you that we've got Monday Night Football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They're just underway with the Jets at Tennessee. Stay with us for more basketball. We'll be back with you at 8 o'clock. Again, the final score of the girls' game, Minden 68, Boone Central Newman Grove 39. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, saying you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco Sports, wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
I'll just stay addicted and hope I can endure all the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. High on believing that you're in love with me.
Sergeant First Class Michael Maggio. I'd like to send a happy holiday greeting out to my wife Michelle, my daughter Taylor, my son Lewis. Happy holidays from Bob Shinwar. Thank you.
Happy holidays from the greatest hits of all time. Classic Hits Radio.
98.9.
Classic rock and roll.
Practicing real hard, yeah. Clients, you've been
rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone ready. Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it.
Playing the best music ever made. Bruce Springsteen, his version of Santa Claus, is coming to town. And this Instant Winner Thursday is going to feel like it as we try to stuff your stocking by allowing you to choose your favorite Christmas CD. Whether it's Rod Stewart, James Taylor, the Beach Boys, well, the list will go on and on. So get ready for Instant Winner Thursday. Top 5 countdown right around the corner. In less than 15 minutes, we'll kick it off with the Cow Sills.